on the Big Time. Whitney Allen here. We are backstage trip around the Sun tour. Thomas Rhett's here.
Hey.
How are
you? I'm good. How are you?
Bummed that you didn't walk in like a bathing suit that matches with your family. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, I should have brought y'all some.
You should have.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you not know we were going to be here? Did you need sizes? What's going
to
happen?
I was nervous
next
to put those on. They came up to about my dang. They're pretty short shorts.
That's all right. They didn't approach the Speedo.
That's good, yeah.
It was good.
They took me back to my frat days. I felt pretty fratty.
Yeah. We were saying the other day, we were talking on the radio about really not judging other women who, if they decide to wear a bikini, because one pieces are really hot.
I love them.
Right?
They look great.
The thing is,
Wendy Peppercorn.
I will judge a guy in a Speedo. I will judge a guy in a Speedo like that.
Well,
so I was very happy.
You can't do that.
I do, though. I can't help it.
I'm going to wear a Speedo next time.
All right. Well, I expect the judging. You know what?
Yeah.
With I saw that you went hiking before the show in Colorado.
Bad idea.
Okay. I was going to ask.
Yeah, bad idea.
Once years ago, we were in San Diego, and we were seeing Tim McGraw, right? And, you know, he was a machine.
Yeah.
But we were talking.
What are you saying about me?
No, watch. This is where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Is he, we talked to him, and the guy says, he says to his guy, go get my shoes. And we're like, well, what's Tim going to do? Tim puts on his shoes, strips off his shirt, runs through the crowd who doesn't recognize him, and runs up a mountain next to the venue.
Yeah.
Now I see you hiking up there. Is this like a normal thing?
No.
Okay.
I'm not a big hiker, but I mean, when you're in Denver, and I had my whole family out there, we were just like, well, we're not just going to sit at the bus all day. We got to go do something. So we went about an hour out, and it said moderate hike. And without kids on your back, it would have been moderate.
Exactly.
With kids on your back, it is advanced.
Yeah, of course. So, and they're not going to sit there like they're going to be waving at stuff. And
I mean, every 20 yards, I had to stop and like take a breath.
Oh,
it was tough.
You were in a high elevation.
Super
stuff
high. We were like 11,000 feet or something like that. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be able to get out of bed at that.
Yeah, me either.
You'd roll it onto the stage, and then I'd roll out, and then people would go, "Why the hell is Whitney Allen up there singing? Yeah. She didn't sing." So.
It was fun though.
Thank you.
Well, I really did enjoy it.
I'm glad. So what's your pre-show like routine if you're not, because now we're picturing you, you know, as the new Tim McGraw with your
pants. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, in the Speedo.
Yeah,
Tim's never worn one.
I need to work out twice more today and eat about 6,000 less calories and then I'll look like Tim McGraw.
Yeah, no, you have to flip tires. We've seen the workout. We had to spy. I'm not saying it was cool. I'm just saying we watched it.
Yeah.
We can tell you every move he made.
Yeah, I like beer too much. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he gave that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
when you don't drink beer, you can cut pretty quick.
Can you? Well, I'm not having that.
My problem?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I don't drink beer, nothing is going. There's
light beer.
I have no situation that's happening here at all. Nothing. All right. So, how much longer are you out here with Kenny? Who, by the way, I've said this before. Even if he doesn't say anything to you,
mm-hmm.
he will shame you into getting into shape. Just by taking off his shirt.
Yeah, and, well, he's convinced me the last 5 or 6 weeks to get in that. He carries an ice bath with him. Have you seen that? It's a cold tub. So, like the last 5 or 6 weeks, I've got done working out, and I've knocked on Kenny's door. I'm like, can I get in your ice bath?
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, but let me put 5 or 6 more bags of ice in there. So he'll get a guy to come and literally load it with ice, and it'll go from 41 degrees to, like, 30 degrees in, like, 10 minutes. And you get in there. And I usually get in up to my legs, and he was like, oh, you know, you need to get down to your neck. And so you take a breath, and you suck down to your neck, and you're just like, I feel like I'm dying. But then you get out, and you feel like a new man. You really do.
I can't even get into cold water in a pool.
It's so mind over matter. It's a good mental game. You just kind of have to look at somebody and breathe.
No, and then how long do you stay in there?
Well, 10 minutes is a little long. My wife sat in there for like 8 minutes the other day. She has a high pain tolerance. I have a real little one.
Right. So. Well, she's had a kid.
She had a kid.
That's exactly right.
She's way tougher than me.
Anything now.
She can.
Do you go numb?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, once you get numb, you're good. You can just kind of sit
in
there.
That's never good. I don't think going numb is
But
ever
it's,
good.
You know, it gets rid of all the lactic acid and all that kind of stuff. So it makes you feel good.
Well, next time we see Kenny, we're going to drop your name.
So get in there, yeah.
Thomas Rhett said. And, all right, well, now we know. You don't work out, but you're in an ice bath. You should work. Now that you have the ice bath, you really should get out there. And, oh, you look good. I don't know why I'm giving you a hard time.
I work out. I just don't do it three times a day.
No, don't do it three. No, that's too much. That's too much. How many steps on your step thing today?
I don't know. We run around all day.
Do you steps at all?
I usually wear my Apple Watch, but it's dead. But I usually track my show.
Oh, your show, because you're a dancer.
Dude, I think a couple weekends ago, I burned about 1,300 calories during a show.
And how many miles did you run?
I think it was like 4.5.
On stage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it explains why the show is so good.
I don't know how accurate that is, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
On the watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks really good. That'll impress a lot of people. All right, awesome. Look, you were in like high demand, like you're on a big show or something tonight. So here we are at Seattle CenturyLink Field. Do you know it's Field, not Stadium? Did you know it's not CenturyLink Stadium?
It's a field, yeah. Today is the.
Why does everyone know that except me?
This is my second. I threw the first pitch at the Mariners game earlier at 1, and now we get to play here. This is like the coolest. Cool. It's like my second time to Seattle ever. So I mean, I've had the best day.
Have you touched the gum wall?
Did what?
Have you touched the gum wall
in the baseball field?
No.
It's like a couple blocks away.
Oh no no no.
You're not supposed to touch it.
Well, that's why I ask people if they do. I want to see how smart they are.
Yeah, last time I was here, not the gum wall, but I really was dying to just get a coffee from the first Starbucks.
Sure.
And I went, and I was like, nope. I felt like I was at Disney World. I mean, the line was like an hour and a half long.
Well, I guess that's our entire plan for tomorrow, then.
Yeah. What we're doing tomorrow.
Touching the gum wall and going to the Starbucks
exactly.
And then getting on the plane.
Get me something from there.
All right, we will. Do you want the gum or do you want a coffee?
I'll got gum and a latte.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. That'd
be great.
Thomas Rhett, everybody. Of course, Life Changes from Life Changes. Thomas Rhett on the Big Time. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.